Welcome back. This is the part the paper says is its most distinctive contribution. And I'll warn you gently, it may change how you look at every conversation you have. Let's start with a flat fact. You have never been inside anyone else. Not once. Not your parents. Not your partner of 40 years. Not your children. You have never had a single one of their experiences. Not one. You have no access to their interior, ever. So, how does anything work at all? It works by signals. Everything anyone has ever sent you is a boundary signal. Words, tone, a face, posture, a gesture, a text message, a thing they did. And here's the thing to sit with. A signal is not an experience. When someone tells you they're sad, they are not transferring their sadness to you. They're emitting a noise. That noise came out of their edge, and it's a trace of something structured in there. But the noise itself is not the thing. It's a mark left on the outside. Now watch what happens when that signal reaches you. Step one, it arrives. It lands in your antevolence, raw, unstructured, not yet meaning anything. Step two, you might notice it, or you might not. Plenty of signals never get selected at all. Step three, you build it. Your awareness takes that raw signal and organizes it using your own ordering, your history, your assumptions, your mood right now, your idea of what that person is like. And that's the sentence to underline. Meaning is not transmitted, it is reconstructed. They didn't send you a meaning. They sent you a signal, and you built a meaning out of it with your own materials. This is why two people can hear the very same sentence and take away different things. Not because one of them was careless, but because two different ordering systems built two different structures out of the same neutral input. Both of them built, neither of them received. Which leads to something that turns a common assumption upside down. Most people assume understanding is the default, and misunderstanding is the malfunction. Something went wrong, someone wasn't listening, someone was being difficult. This model says, you've got it backwards. Alignment, where two people repeatedly build compatible structures out of each other's signals and can predict each other and feel understood, is not the natural state. It is a rare achievement. It requires two completely independent systems to build matching structures out of raw material that carries no meaning of its own. The paper's phrase is that alignment is rare and effortful. And think about what that reframes. Every time you and another person genuinely understood each other, something improbable happened. That wasn't the baseline. That was a small miracle of two separate machines converging. And misalignment. You built one structure, they built another, and now you're at odds, is not a failure of anyone's character. The paper calls it structural divergence. Two ordering systems ordering differently. Not stupidity, not bad faith. Structure. Now the sharpest consequence, and it explains a great deal about human conflict. Signals don't carry value. Value happens during the rebuilding. The same event, the same actual occurrence in the world, can be a triumph for one person and a catastrophe for another. Not because one of them is wrong about the facts, but because good and bad are not properties of the event. They are operations, applied during ordering, in a person, as they build the event into experience. The event is neutral. The valuing is something you do to it, which means an enormous amount of human conflict is not two people disagreeing about what happened. It's two people applying incompatible value operations to the same neutral signal, and each of them experiencing their own valuing as if it were simply a feature of the world. Obvious, right there, plainly visible to anyone who isn't being difficult. Now, there are two bad answers to the problem of other people, and this model refuses both.
The first bad answer is, you're trapped. Nobody can reach you. Nobody can be reached. Everyone's sealed in a box. That's despair, and it's wrong, because real influence genuinely happens. Your signals really do enter other people, and really do change the structures they build. Something crosses. You are not sealed. The other bad answer is, we can fully share. With enough love, or enough words, I can really know what it's like to be you. That's a comforting story, and it too is wrong. You never get their interior. Never. Not once, not ever, not with anyone. The model's answer is a third thing, and it's stranger than either. Real influence, without any sharing. You genuinely affect each other. You never share anything. Both are true at once. You are not alone, and you are not merged. You reach each other by signal and rebuild, forever, without ever once touching what's actually in there. And I don't think that's a sad finding. It's just the accurate shape of it. And it makes the moments of alignment, the ones you've had, the ones that felt like being genuinely met, into something far more remarkable than the comfortable story allows. On the comfortable story, being understood is just what happens when people try. On this one, it's two sealed systems achieving convergence against the odds. That is a bigger thing. Next time, the last one, what you'd actually do with all this, and what the paper is honest enough not to claim.